Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Sparkle and Shine, the podcast where we talk all things clean, cozy, and homey. I'm your host, Layla, and today we're diving into one of those topics that comes up all the time when we're trying to refresh our space. Decluttering versus deep cleaning. Have you ever stood in the middle of a messy room and thought, "Where do I even begin?" You're not alone. One minute you're sorting through mail and mismatched socks, and the next thing you know, you're scrubbing the baseboards with a toothbrush and wondering, how did this become my life? I've been there too many times. And here's the thing. So many of us jump into cleaning mode without really knowing what kind of cleaning our home needs. Sometimes we're decluttering when we should be deep cleaning, and sometimes we're scrubbing floors while still surrounded by clutter we don't even use. And the result? We burn out. We feel frustrated, and we wonder why our homes don't ever quite feel done. So, in today's episode, we're going to untangle these two very different but equally important approaches to caring for your space. I'll break down what decluttering really means, how deep cleaning goes way beyond your weekly chores, and how to figure out which one your home is craving right now. And if you're like me, someone who gets excited about a fresh start, but also kind of overwhelmed by the how, don't worry. We're in this together. No shame, no judgment, just real talk. Plus, you know I've got a few personal stories, some simple tips, and of course, a little love for our show sponsor, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care. They're my go-to for deep cleaning magic, and I'll tell you why later in the show. So grab your coffee, water, or your third Diet Coke of the day. No judgment, I see you. Get comfy and let's figure out how to bring a little more clarity and sparkle into your space. All right, let's start with decluttering because this is the step most of us try to skip and then regret skipping later. Decluttering is more than just tidying up. It's not organizing junk drawers or rearranging the pantry so it looks neater. It's about removing what doesn't serve you anymore. Getting real with yourself and asking, do I need this? Do I even like this? Is this taking up more energy than it's worth? I think we all have that one drawer or closet or garage that's become a holding pen for the I'll deal with it later stuff. And here's the hard truth. Later rarely comes until one day you open that door and an avalanche of gift bags, mystery cables, and expired coupons attacks you. That's when you realize this isn't just mess, it's mental clutter. Decluttering is emotional. It can be hard. You're sorting through memories, identity, guilt purchases, quote-unquote maybe someday items, and stuff tied to past versions of yourself. But here's the magic. Once you let go of what's weighing you down, you make space for clarity, for breathing room, and for things you actually love. Here's a tip I swear by. Set a timer for 15 minutes, just 15. Choose one drawer, one corner, one shelf. Anything you don't love or use, out it goes. Donate it, recycle it, toss it, or pass it along. I promise that small shift makes a big difference. And once you start, it's kind of contagious in the best way. Also, if you live with other people, roommates, a partner, kids, decluttering can get interesting. My advice? Start with your own things. Lead by example. When they see how light and free your space feels, they'll usually get on board, or at least they'll stay out of your way while you do your thing, and that's a win too, right? And here's something that might surprise you. Sometimes our homes look messy, even when they're clean, because there's simply too much stuff. If your surfaces are wiped but still look cluttered, the issue isn't cleanliness, it's clutter. Decluttering isn't about becoming a minimalist. It's about becoming intentional, choosing what stays and letting go of what doesn't, creating a space that feels like you, the you of today, not your Amazon impulse buys from 2021. Okay, now let's talk deep cleaning. This is where the rubber gloves go on and the playlist gets turned up, because deep cleaning is not just vacuuming your living room and calling it a day. This is the serious stuff, the things we don't do every week or even every month, but probably should. Deep cleaning is when you get into the corners, behind the furniture, under the appliances, and inside the cushions. It's when you stop avoiding that mystery spot on the tile and finally figure out what it was and how to get rid of it. We're talking scrubbing baseboards, washing walls, yes, that's a thing, cleaning grout lines and tile with a brush, not just a mop, shampooing carpets or steam cleaning them, degreasing your kitchen backsplash, flipping your mattress and vacuuming under the bed where the dust bunnies party. These tasks don't happen on autopilot. They take intention, effort, and sometimes a professional touch. And let's be honest, some jobs are worth outsourcing. This is where JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care really shines. Peter and Jackie's team has saved my floors more times than I can count. They do tile and grout cleaning, upholstery and rug restoration, hardwood floor refinishing, you name it, and they do it. And the results? Night and day. They have this knack for making everything feel new, even if it's decades old. Deep cleaning is also where health starts to come in. Dust mites in your mattress, allergens in the carpet, pet dander in the upholstery, bacteria in tile and grout. It adds up, especially if you have pets or kids running around like I do. Now, here's the question I get a lot. How often should I deep clean? And unfortunately, the answer is, it depends. High traffic areas like kitchens and bathrooms, ideally once a month. Bathrooms and living rooms, maybe quarterly. Carpets and upholstery, every 6 to 12 months, depending on use. But here's my rule of thumb. If something feels grimy, no matter how often you wipe it down, it's probably due for a deep clean. It's about going beyond what's visible. It's about the stuff we don't see, but definitely feel. And if the thought of tackling all that makes you want to throw a blanket over the mess and pretend it's not there, listen, I get it. That's why breaking it down into zones or hiring a team can be such a game changer. You do not have to do it all alone. So now that we've laid it all out, decluttering versus deep cleaning, you might be wondering, how do I know what my home actually needs right now? This part can be tricky because, let's be honest, most of us don't want to do either one. But here's the good news. Once you know what you're dealing with, you can stop spinning your wheels and finally make progress that feels worth it. Start with this simple check-in. Walk into a room and ask yourself, does the space feel heavy or overwhelming? That's usually clutter. Does the space look neat, but still feels kind of gross or stale? That's usually dirt. Do you feel like no matter how much you organize, it still doesn't feel clean, or that you keep cleaning but it still feels off? You might need both. Here's a real example from my life. A few months ago, I walked into my guest room and thought, ugh, this room is a disaster. There was piles of stuff everywhere. Random boxes, some off-season clothes, leftover wrapping paper, a yoga mat I hadn't touched in 6 months. But when I really looked around, the room wasn't dirty, just full. So I didn't need to mop the floors. I needed to edit the space. A couple of hours of decluttering later, and I could breathe again. Flip the script. Sometimes your space looks okay. The clutter's contained, the shelves are styled, the throw pillows are fluffed. But it smells musty, the floor feels sticky, and the tile and grout looks a little gray, and it's not supposed to be gray. That's your cue for a deep cleaning. If you're still unsure, here's a quick cheat sheet. If you're feeling overwhelmed by stuff, your home might need decluttering. If you're feeling embarrassed by odors or stains, your home might need deep cleaning. If you're feeling frustrated that cleaning doesn't help, your home might need decluttering first, then deep cleaning. And if you're feeling stressed just thinking about starting, your home might need you to start small with decluttering. It'll help to build momentum. Also, let's talk about life transitions. If you're moving, having guests, expecting a baby, or just went through a stressful season, those are prime times to do both. Clear out what no longer fits your life and give your space a reset. You'll feel more grounded and ready for what's next. And if you ever find yourself stuck between the two, always start with decluttering. You can't deep clean a cluttered space. It's like trying to vacuum with Legos all over the floor. Decluttering first opens up the space so deep cleaning can actually do its job. So let me tell you about what happened the other weekend, because I think it perfectly captures why this episode needed to exist. I had this grand plan. Saturday was going to be cleaning day. I was motivated. I had my playlist, my leggings, my iced coffee, the whole vibe. I walk into the living room ready to conquer it all, and in 10 minutes, I realized I was just moving clutter from one surface to the other. Like, legit, I was picking up books I haven't read, stacking papers I hadn't filed, rearranging coasters I don't even use. It hit me. I wasn't cleaning. I was just shuffling stuff around. So I stopped. I sat down and asked myself, what does this space really need right now? And the answer was clear. Decluttering. I didn't need to mop the floor. I needed to get rid of the stuff that was taking up space and making everything feel chaotic. So I grabbed a donation bag, lit a candle, and just started one corner at a time, one drawer, one shelf. It didn't take all day, but the difference? Incredible. By the end of the hour, I could feel the air move differently in the room. No lie. And once the clutter was gone, I wanted to deep clean. I wanted to vacuum and wipe the baseboards and give the rug a little TLC, because now it wasn't overwhelming. It was manageable. And, you know, weirdly enough, it actually felt kind of enjoyable. That little reset reminded me that it's okay to change directions mid-plan. You're not failing if your to-do list pivots. You're being intentional. And that's what turns a chaotic home into a peaceful one. So here's the takeaway I want you to carry with you the rest of the week. Decluttering and deep cleaning aren't just chores. They're acts of care. There are ways we reclaim our space, our peace of mind, and honestly, our sanity. Sometimes we need to clear out the excess. Sometimes we need to get down and scrub the grime. And sometimes, oftentimes, we need a little of both. The magic happens when we stop seeing these tasks as obligations and start treating them as opportunities to breathe life back into our homes. Start small. One drawer, one corner, one rug. You don't have to tackle it all in one day either. You just have to start. And remember, if you need backup, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care is always ready to bring the sparkle. Whether it's restoring tile, deep cleaning your upholstery, or reviving your hardwood floors, they bring so much care and pride to every job. Shout out to Peter and Jackie. They're the real MVPs. And speaking of sparkle, next week's episode is one I'm really excited about. If you've got pets, cats, dogs, or anything in between, you need to tune in. We're calling it The Pet Owner's Guide to a Cleaner Home, tackling fur, odors, and stains. We'll dive into real-life situations for keeping your home fresh. For keeping your home fresh and clean when you've got furry family members running the show. Think shedding, pet smells, mystery stains, and the products, techniques, and routines that actually work. So if you're tired of lint rolling your life away or wondering if your couch will ever smell normal again, you won't want to miss it. As always, thank you so much for spending time with me today. You've got this. Whether it's a trash bag of clutter or a bucket of soapy water, you're doing the work, and it matters. As always, keep shining.